Greetings, one and all. It's Pastor Bob coming to you from the parsonage in the heart of Arthur, Illinois. I'm bringing you today's daily family Advent devotional written by Grace Claus of the Reformed Church of America. Today is Saturday, December 12th, 2020. And our devotion today is called A Living Temple. A Living Temple. We're going to turn back to the book of 1 Kings in the Old Testament. 1 Kings. And throughout chapters 5 and 6, we hear about a story. And I want to consolidate that for you in this reading selection below. Again, taken from 1 Kings, chapters 5 and 6. Here's what the Word of God says. So, I intend to build a house for the name of the Lord my God. As the Lord said to my father David, your son, whom I will set on your throne in your place, shall build the house for my name. Now, the word of the Lord came to Solomon. It said, concerning this house that you are building, if you will walk in my statutes, obey my ordinances, and keep all my commandments by walking in them, then I will establish my promise with you, which I made to your father David. I will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel. So Solomon built the house and finished it. Well, the more and more we read about the Old Testament, the more we come to realize how really important the temple was. Indeed, if we had just read all of 1 Kings chapter 6, we would see how intricate and beautiful that temple was. It was very tall. The whole thing made of gorgeous wood with pictures of trees and fruit and angels carved into it. And the inside? Well, the inside was covered in gold. So everything gleamed and sparkled. You see, the temple isn't just a building. It was the place where God and humans could meet. Before Solomon built the temple, God met his people in a big tent called a tabernacle. But now we have the temple. And inside the temple, there was a special little room, the very center of the temple, called the Holy of Holies. That's where God lived. Going into that place, God and humans could be together. But God had even better plans. He didn't want people to have to go into a tiny little room to be with him in person. And by the way, not just anyone could go into that room, only certain people. But God decided that he would become the temple. Jesus called himself the temple. He is both God and human. Fully human, fully divine. You see, Jesus is the temple where God and humans meet. We don't have to go into a special room anymore. Now we can know God directly because we can know Jesus Christ. Do you ever think about why God made that decision to move from the tabernacle to the temple into a human being named Jesus? Why did God decide to let us meet him anywhere, at any time, and not just in a special room in a certain temple? Why did God come to us that way? To be with us for every second of our life through Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Jesus, we thank you for being the temple, the place where we can meet God. Through your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, we are connected directly with God. Today, help me feel that. Help me sense that. Help me know that indeed you are with me today for every step I take. Amen. Our benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the world, guide us and help us this day.